And we're back.
We're live.
Live from the underground. No, episode 47.
What's up, bro?
Not All Here podcast. What's good, man?
How you living?
Feel good.
What kind of drink you got right there?
This is a, like, Whole Foods thing, zero calorie cola.
I bet that tastes terrible.
No, it actually tastes good.
Why are you lying?
I'm not lying. I actually like it.
Lies, man. God.
They need to sponsor the podcast, 365. Whole Foods, shout out, man.
I got spring water.
Spring water. I got water on the side, too. I just wanted, you know, a little something different.
Right.
But episode 47, man, I feel like it's been like 3 weeks. We took a little break.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You know, always, you know, trying to just relax, enjoy life, live life. So that way when we come back, we got something to tell you.
Sometimes I like to leave Atlanta and just leave.
That makes a lot of sense.
You know what I mean?
It's good to get out every now and then.
Yeah.
I wanted to start it off. So I was telling you a little bit about this before the podcast started. Mm. So recently, the reason why there's, I drop an episode for my afternoon programming.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't drop one this week.
Okay.
Because I got injured Thursday. Injured, almost like, not really injured, but I just had like a back spasm.
Mm-hmm.
And it felt horrible, bro. I was like, yo, what the fuck happened? Literally. So I have this little part-time gig where I photograph cars at car dealerships for them. So mm-hmm. that way they can put them online and sell them, right?
Right.
And I literally, everything was fine. Woke up in the morning, fine. Normal, everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going about my day. And then I'm like, okay, time to go to this dealership. I only had to visit one on this day. And I went there and they were like, hey, I was like, you only got one car. I was like, really? Just one car? That's it? Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking for the car and I have the key, whatever, to unlock it, unlock it.
Key fob.
Key fob. Yeah.
Is it called a fob?
I don't know.
I've heard that phrase before.
Oh, it might be. But anyway, so like I'm like clicking and I see, oh, it's actually inside the dealership. And mm-hmm. I'm walking. Bro, I take one step.
What if you just hit the alarm button?
Yo, that actually might be a thing. I got shocked from it and it shocked my muscle. No, so I walk and I take a step, bro. And I feel like what seems like a snap or mm-hmm. like some shock in my back.
So you were just walking.
Walking, just walking.
God just struck you down.
Bro, something. Life was telling me, hey, chill out.
You're getting old, bro.
Bro, I'm telling you.
Back spasms?
Yeah, it was a back spasm. But I've had them before, but nothing like this. This mm-hmm. one felt like the worst.
Felt like Bane and Batman?
Basically broke my back. He just said, broke my back. But bro, I kid you not.
Did you lay down and get in the fetal position?
No, so I was walking and there was a chair next to me and I was like, I need to sit down for a second. And my thought process was, it's going to go away in a little bit, but it wasn't going away.
Mm.
And I was just like, there's this like throbbing, like it's squeezing my muscle, like it's just throbbing. And I was like, I can't do anything. I can't move. And so I tell them, I'm like, yo, I got to go because it don't feel right. This is really bad. And they're like, all right, that's fine. Go ahead. Go. Just come back on Monday. I was like, all right. I go to urgent care, call my girl. I'm like, yo, this feels horrible.
Dang, bro.
And I'm thinking, me, of course, I'm thinking the worst. I'm like, I broke my back. But then I'm like, wait, if I broke my back, I wouldn't be able to move at all. But anyway, that goes to show you that I was looking up and doing research as to why. I was like, why would this happen?
The vaccine?
No. No, I think it's because I don't have as strong core strength.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I need to work on my core strength and get that up because that shit, bro, literally, I was like, my life's over. Or I had this thought where I was like, this is it. This is the moment. I'm gone,
bro.
I'm leaving this earth.
Sheesh.
Yeah, it was bad.
Just walking in a car dealership.
Just walking. That's all I was doing.
Dang, bro.
But then now I'm like, okay, I'm back to like, I'd say 95%
mm-hmm.
because I put like some Icy Hots on it
mm.
and just like my muscle like calmed down. I was like, oh, okay.
Right.
You should have seen me. You should have seen me yesterday. Was it yesterday or was today?
Like an old man?
No. Yes. So, I was prescribed this medication, but like they was having an issue at the pharmacy and I was like, I'm not going to get this shit. I'm mm-hmm. just going to get Icy Hot. And I have some CBD gummies
mm-hmm.
and basically it's Delta 8. So mm-hmm. Delta 8 basically gives you that high effect. Bro, I ate a whole gummy
mm-hmm.
and like from like 6 p.m. and by like 7 or 8, I was like gone, bro. I was like tuning in and out of everything and I was saying random things. I was like, this is funny. And then I'd be like, where the fuck am I?
I didn't know you could get like high strength CBD.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think the one I had was like 30 milligrams.
Well, I don't know anything about that.
Like usually 10 is enough to knock me down, but like 30. Bro, somebody, I had a homie, shout out to my homie Kerosene. He was trying to FaceTime me and I looked at the phone and it says FaceTime from Kerosene. And I was like, I'm not picking this up. I'm incoherent, right?
Hey man,
I was gone. Have you ever had anything like that where you're like, oh, I'm getting old?
I'm getting old. Mm-hmm.
Like your body, you feel like a little like, oh, like, okay.
Well, yes, but I think it's because I was fat.
Oh.
Every single day I'd be tired as hell.
Okay. Yeah.
And then at some point I said, I gotta make a change.
Yeah.
And, I started working out and, lost some weight, and now I'm not as tired. I literally used to be tired all the time.
Man, I'm right there with you. Like for me, I know this is the old man podcast right now, but for me, I used to be really tired, but then it's because I wasn't getting the proper vitamins and stuff. So now like I take vitamins and I'm like, oh, I was missing some shit that I needed to get me like, you know, through the day.
I'm taking vitamins now. One thing, one of my knees clicks. Like when I walk upstairs, it does a little.
My right ankle does that.
Every step.
That's weird.
Yeah.
Damn. Have you ever done, I have this thing, you're going to be like, this is weird, on my right wrist, where like I can go like this, but there are certain moments where sometimes I feel something that wants to pull. So I'll push and it gives this big snap sound. Kind of like how you snap your knuckles like this. Oh my God.
Those weren't good. I can crack my elbows. I didn't do them just now.
Oh my God. I've never heard anybody crack their elbows.
I can crack them.
That is weird.
I don't know why it's not doing it good right now.
What the hell?
I don't know. It's the talent I have. Could you actually hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard like a distant.
It wasn't a good one.
Jeez. I wonder like why that shit happens. Cause like, bro, there'll be times I'll be at a table. That's the best. Cause you kind of just push it.
I love cracking my fingers though.
Oh,
I love it.
I can't do the backwards part. It feels like I'm going to break it.
I've been doing that my whole life.
Oh my God.
All it is air popping in your
bones.
Your bones. It's not, people say you shouldn't do it, but it's not even a, that's like a wives' tale. It doesn't even.
You remember back in the day, you used to be like, oh, that's how you get, what is the wrist thing?
Tendonitis.
Tendonitis and all that. Yeah. They're like, that's how you mess up your hands and you're not going to be able to use them or anything.
Yeah.
But anyway, old man podcast, not on here.
Yeah, man. You know? I feel you.
But I had like a few things that I'm trying to think what actually happened. Did something happen recently?
News-wise?
Yeah, news-wise.
There was an entertaining Versus the other day. Did you catch any of that?
Bro, so you're talking about Bone Thugs, Harmony, and 3-6 Mafia? Uh-huh. The only thing I saw on it that it happened, and people were talking about it was amazing, but today I saw they got into a fight with each other.
Yeah.
What?
I mean, that was amazing. It was very entertaining.
So like, was it a serious fight for real? Or was it like,
yeah, I mean, it looked like the it was about to stop the program.
Oh my God.
So dude, Busy Bone, who I guess is, you know, known for being wild and maybe having some mental problems. He was upset about something. I guess he claims they were mocking him, but I think they were just like dancing to the song or like slow dancing.
Oh my God.
And then he got mad, and then Juicy J said, suck my dick.
What?
And he said it twice. And then Busy Bone threw something at him, threw a bottle at him, or like a water bottle or something. Uh-huh. And then they all got into it. It was very entertaining.
Okay, so in 3-6 Mafia, who was all there? Was it just Juicy J and DJ Paul?
No, there were more. It was like the whole old school?
Crew.
Uh-huh, Crunchy Black.
I was about to say, was Crunchy Black there?
He was there. What's the girl? Gangsta Boo. She was going at dude. She was talking shit to him.
Talking to the Busy Bone?
She was like, yeah, you didn't take your pills.
Oh my God.
That's why you're not in the group no more. You ruined their career.
Jesus Christ. Yeah. Like, saying this all on mic?
Oh, yeah.
What the?
Oh, yeah. You need to take your crazy pills.
Oh my God. Should call you Crazy Bone. That's wild. No, I think I saw that, but people were talking about how amazing it was. But now that you say that, a lot of the tweets that I saw from it are starting to make sense, because they were like, everybody knows that if you say suck my dick twice, that's going to start a fight. And I was like, what? I was like, where'd that come from? Oh, but it makes sense. Did they get through the verses?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
They had a brief intermission where they were trying to figure out, what was going to go on. And then after the thing, Swiss Beat said that Busy Bone bit him backstage.
What?
Before the show started.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Jesus
Supposedly.
Christ.
That's what Swiss Beat said.
That's wild. So who's all, I forgot, who's all in Bone Thugs? Is Busy Bone?
I mean, I don't know them well. Uh-oh. But
I don't know them that
Flesh,
well either.
Crazy, Wish, Busy,
Wishbone,
and Lazy. I think that's it.
That's hilarious. Damn, man. Legend in the game, but that's wild that shit happened. But at the same time, I mean, hey.
3-6 kind of killed them.
Did it?
Just because their music, it felt current.
Oh, okay. It transcends more.
It
felt
like it could, you could drop that in today. It feels like they influenced like a lot of the game.
Man, I could definitely see that.
The beats felt current. It's like Bone Thugs. They got classic joints, but it's like a lot of their stuff just didn't translate well. Yeah.
That's great. That makes sense. Cause I remember growing up 3-6 Mafia, I know from where I'm from in Arkansas, like they were very heavily, they influenced a lot of music and stuff. And I mean, Memphis from Arkansas is just like, you know, a stone's throw away.
Mm-hmm.
And so they were real big. But damn, that's wild. That's hilarious. Damn, that's crazy. I wonder who the next Versus is going to be. Now they're doing all these groups and I'm like, okay, bet. I'm waiting for them to do, cause I know Swiss Beatz and Timbaland are like planning it, and to make it like go worldwide, they got to do like Latin artists versus each other. I've been thinking, I was like, somebody needs to do
it. Bad Bunny and J Balvin,
or yeah, because you know, like that, or just whatever. But I mean, they're still kind of young. Maybe they would do like the old school that I know about, like the old school Latin dudes who kind of pioneered the genre and stuff. But if you do that, bro, you about to double or triple your numbers.
Who would be the guys?
So, oh boy, I'm about to talk a lot of, you're like, I don't know who that is.
Daddy Yankee. Hear the names. Okay, I know Daddy Yankee.
Don Omar. Well, he's, I don't know if you know him.
I don't know.
He was in the Fast and Furious movies. Mm. He's the guy with the braids. The only Latin dude in there with the braids.
I don't remember.
Let's see. You got Daddy Yankee, Don Omar.
Did he Gasolina? Was that him?
Daddy Yankee, yeah. Daddy Yankee did that. You got, it's funny because a lot of dudes nowadays from the old school, actually, some of them are still current. They actually were able to evolve.
Okay, I don't know Fast and the Furious well because I don't even remember him in Fast and the Furious.
He had him in another legend that had a small role. There's his new name, Dago. And like he's like this, he kind of looks like the Sprite guy. He's like got an afro.
Hmm.
Not anymore, but like he's a legend. Bro, you like, because I'm thinking of everybody. I'm like, you got these dudes named Wisin and Yandel.
Hmm.
And so a lot of,
let's do Celine Dion versus Cher.
Yo, I'm not gonna lie to you, that actually see this is the thing, they're doing it and they've got like hip hop, right? Mm-hmm. And R&B and old school music too, but then that's how you kind of bring, that's how you bring everybody in.
Mm.
Do Adele versus, I mean, I don't know, Beyonce. No, that's not the same.
Lil Nas X versus Billy Ray Cyrus.
Wow. Mm. Lil Nas is gonna win though, but
I don't know, man. Don't break my heart, my achy breaky heart.
He had that one hit, and I don't know. Did he have any other hits? I don't remember another hit from him.
Transcends, bro.
That's hilarious. I wonder how if they brought old bands back like that would do.
Beyonce, Rihanna.
Mm. Oh, that's a good one. Mm. I wonder how that would go. That's like neck and neck right there.
Yeah.
Or Beyonce and, no, they're not the same. I was about to say Nicki Minaj, but
nah, that's too different.
That's too different. Beyonce and Rihanna sounds a lot
Nicki
better.
Nicki versus Cardi.
That's never going to happen.
I don't know.
They're going to, I mean, unless the check is right and they're both, it's going to be another like Jeezy versus Gucci where they're going to talk shit about each other at the beginning. And then everybody's going to be like, oh my God, they're about to fight. Mm. You know, it's so funny. But anyway, I wanted to get into, what's the time? Okay, we got time.
Yeah.
I have some stuff that I saw online that had me like, yo, what the fuck is going on here? So this can actually go to into the news segment.
Mm-hmm.
We can get into that just a little bit.
Okay.
Slowly but surely. So there's a new segment. I actually might have to pull up some shit because there's some stuff over here. But there's a new segment where this is one headline where a homeowner was trying to smoke out a snake infestation in their home.
Uh-huh.
And burn down their own house.
Damn.
Doing it.
Where?
And so this was in, I actually have to go back over here. Your top stories.
There was a house that caught on fire down the street from us.
What? For real?
Yeah.
Yo, did they save it?
No.
Nope. Damn. I lost it.
So it wasn't in Morrow, Georgia.
No. No. It wasn't in Morrow, Georgia. I don't know where, because I actually looked it and I just saw the headline. And I was like, damn, this is wild. But I mean, I understand why. It's kind of like, do you smoke out snakes? Is that a thing?
I don't know. Have you ever had a snake in your house?
No.
I have.
Really? Like, mm-hmm. Was it a deadly snake?
I'm not sure. It happened multiple times when I was a kid. We'd get snakes in the house for some reason.
I remember one thing, it's funny enough, you're going to be like, really? They're in Arkansas? One thing in a certain part of Arkansas, I think like maybe in Little Rock, in certain areas, more rural areas, you would get scorpions. And so they would, like, I remember my friend, my friend, sometimes he would wake up in the morning to go get like something to eat for breakfast in the kitchen. And he would wake up and he sees scorpions just walking. I'd be like, yo, what the fuck
is this? In the kitchen?
In the kitchen.
What?
They would find their way in. It was really wild.
Damn.
And I was like, because you know, when you think of scorpion, you think of like the desert. Right. You think of like, what are they doing here? Now these motherfuckers was over here chilling.
It was in the kitchen looking for goods.
Uh-huh.
Dang. You know, my dad was bit by a poisonous snake.
Oh, word?
He had to be like rushed to the hospital. I don't know if it was a rattlesnake or a copperhead, but he was walking. He never saw it. He stepped on it.
Wow.
He stepped on it and it jumped up and bit him.
Holy shit.
This is like before I was born.
Wow. So he must have, was he close to a hospital when it happened?
I don't think so.
Wow. So I wonder, because they got the poison. I wonder how long it take effect.
I know.
Did he say like he started to feel the effects?
I don't remember. I need to talk to him about it again. It's been so long since I heard the stories.
Damn, that's crazy. That's like, that used to be one of my fears to see like a copperhead or like a rattlesnake and being like, oh shit.
You know, I used to kill snakes as a kid. I feel like I've probably already told you this story before, but I had a baseball bat. And as a kid, I would just go outside looking for snakes and just kill them.
Wow.
And just beat them with a baseball bat.
You were the snake handler or the snake killer?
It's like my dad showed me how to do it and used to just do it. There were these like purple and orange snakes. They'd have like an orange belly.
Okay.
And they weren't poisonous, but I'd just go look for them and kill them.
Damn, bro, you killing snakes.
Uh-huh.
Damn, that's crazy. So you were doing this when you were young. How many snakes did you kill? Do you remember? Like about a roundabout number?
I don't know. Probably 10.
10? Damn, bro. You had no fear as a kid. Like, I think I was scared of snakes. I used to think cobras were cool because I liked how they sat up. But then when out, they were like, they'll kill you in, you know, 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, I don't want to mess with them.
You know, you're actually not supposed to kill snakes.
Really?
If they're not poisonous.
Oh, okay.
Because it's actually good for the area and rodents.
Yeah.
They keep rats and stuff like that away from your place.
It's funny you say that because, like, I was just thinking about, it's interesting how, like, the ecosystem, like, if you take one thing away, it'll affect everything.
Yeah.
And so, like, snakes, you know, of course, some of them are scary. Well, they handle rodents like squirrels or rats or whatever.
Yeah.
Same thing with, like, bees or something. I wonder if, like, you took roaches away, would that really have any effect?
I'd love to find out.
Get rid of all of them.
There'd be scorpions popping up.
There was like another story.
I got a new story.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
All right. Scientists unveiled the world's first living robot last year, and now they can reproduce.
Yo, I saw that. I was looking for that. Which, does it say like how?
Yes. So earlier last year, a team of researchers announced the world's first living machines, which are bundles of stem cells from African clawed frogs. They could be programmed to accomplish certain tasks. These grain-sized cells could successfully move microscopic objects, whiz around petri dishes, and even self-heal. These things have Wolverine properties.
Yo, what the fuck?
Dang, bro. Most people think of robots as made of metals and ceramics, but it's not so much what a robot is made from, but what it does, and which is act on its behalf, on its own behalf of people. So the team announced that, I guess they're called xenobots.
Mm-hmm.
The xenobots can now reproduce in a way that is completely different from any plant or animal known to science by scooping up free floating cells and assembling them into new clusters. What was the interesting part here?
I'm about to say, do they carry it for 9 months? No.
No. One thing that is interesting, though, so it turns out the xenobots will only replicate once, one generation. Mm. They make children, but the children are too small and too weak to make grandchildren.
Whoa.
So they're cursed until they figure out how to get more buff and take over the world.
That was like my first thought, like, we got to figure out how we can just keep reproducing.
So the xenobots can only reproduce under specific conditions. To make them more effective, the team used artificial intelligence to test billions of different body shapes. And it turns out the best body shape isn't a sphere. It's a Pac-Man-like C shape.
A Pac-Man-like.
So these are Pac-Man-shaped robots that are real life.
Damn, bro.
They're probably going to take over the world one day.
You just hear them coming down the street.
Or we're all going to be running like ghosts.
Basically, we're all going to be ghosts and just trying to run away. That's wild.
Yeah.
Like, man, have you seen, there was a video I saw on Twitter of artificial intelligence. It actually looked real. Mm. It didn't have any, it had the human characteristics of like two eyes, a head and things like that. But it, you could still see like the wires and everything. And they were just testing its movement and seeing how it looked. Mm. And I was like, yo, this motherfucker looked kind of real.
Dang.
I was like, we need to get away from this, bro.
Oh, I think I saw that video, too.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It almost looked like, if you remember the movie...
it was going like this?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of reminded me of the robot from, what's that Will Smith movie?
AI?
iRobot.
iRobot.
Yeah, it looks just like that. And I was like, uh-oh, no, this dude's taking after a robot that we don't want.
You know there's a company called iRobot? You can buy stock in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it a popular company?
It makes, like, vacuums and stuff.
Oh, yeah. Like little, whatever them fucking vacuums which you sell on the floor are. Damn, that's crazy. But so now robots can have children.
Mm-hmm.
Like, why would, I wonder what's the benefit of learning this? Like,
I'd like a robot made. You just drop a couple cells on the floor and it just goes and eats all the dust. That'd be dope.
After a while, though, like, how far are we willing to go? To kill off the human race, you know?
I don't know.
It's it's just like it's wild to me that we're at this point. Did you ever think you would get to the point where you would hear that news? Like robots can have children.
I want more than that.
You want more? What's the farthest you want it to go?
I want Terminator levels. Let's get there. Let's make life a little bit more spicy, you know what I mean?
You're like, life's a little too boring right now.
Let's have the robot uprising.
Oh my god.
We can all band together and fight.
I feel like if things go the way that they're going, eventually that will happen, and then we're gonna have to just cycle back to the Stone Age. Where we're like, all right, we're just gonna have no very minimum.
What if the robots kill all the scientists?
Whoa!
If the robots can like determine who the intelligent people on Earth are, and then just take them all out, and just leave all the dumb people.
Wow! And then we're ruined.
Yeah. Like, damn, I don't know how to build a TV.
Oh, my God. We can't watch NFL no more.
TV's done.
Oh, my God. That'd be wild. That's crazy. The next thing I feel like then, you know what's going to happen now is, so now they can have kids. Then there's going to be an article like, meet Joe, the robot, and his family. And then it's like the first robot family.
Mm.
And they're going to be like, they actually own land and they have a house.
Oh, damn. The robots are doing better than me. God damn it.
That's hilarious. There was this thing I saw. Did you know that Tesla is making an ATV?
They already have them.
Oh, yeah. It's a cyber quad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I saw a video about it the other day.
It's for kids. But it's like almost $2,000.
There's an adult one, too.
Oh, is there?
In that same video that was promoting the kids one, there's an adult one behind the kid one.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It's crazy because I was reading it and it says it's full steel frame inspired by the Cybertruck. It's battery less up to 15 miles, which isn't that far.
Damn.
Excuse me. And has a configurable top speed up to 10 miles.
That's it?
An hour. Yeah, just 10 miles. Of course, the one that I'm reading is for kids.
This four-wheeler sucks.
But what if the four-wheeler could start to fly and float? Just like maybe like on a street level, not like in the sky.
Okay, you're getting there. I'm more intrigued.
It's crazy that it's like Elon, he has like all this money. I wonder like what else is in his brain. He's like, you know what? What made him think, you know what? I'm going to make a Tesla ATV.
This is really
for the kids.
This is really sad.
Uh-oh.
But I saw this earlier. I follow a bunch of Elon Musk Reddit forums. And someone posted a song by Grimes that was just so sad. And it has to be about Elon.
Oh, my God.
Should I even read this poetry?
Oh, it's poetry? Wait, was this... is it about them or it sounds like it's about
people
him?
Say the song is about Elon. It's written by Grimes. It says, okay. I'm in love with the greatest gamer, but he'll always love the game more than he loves me.
Well, how about you pick up a controller and you...
I mean, there's a lot more to it, but yeah. I don't need to read it.
That's crazy because I wonder maybe he just... See, it's like, man, I feel like Elon is a type of dude, like, sure, he can have his family and stuff, but he's so dedicated to his thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like, you know, like, there's no stopping that.
Right.
Nothing's going to get in the way.
Right.
She knew that. No, I'm joking. But because they're separated now, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not together. They have a kid. That's XYZ or whatever his name is. I don't know how to pronounce his
name. That's the world's first robot right there.
Yo, what if it was? Mm. If like 5 years, 10 years down the line, they're like, here's Pythagorean Ethereum or whatever. And all of a sudden the child is like, I'm actually a robot.
Pythagorean Theorem.
I don't know.
I was just trying to say that. Pythagorean Theorem.
Also, there's a little bit of another news article. This is actually Game of Thrones news.
What?
It says, so, you know, they were planning to make a prequel to Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Called House of the Dragon.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Don't tell me they stopped.
Oh, no, sorry. House of Dragon is actually still coming out. Mm-hmm. That one's still going to come out, set for 2022, next year.
Mm-hmm.
There was a different Game of Thrones prequel series that they had shot for $30 million. But they canceled it.
What?
Yep. They said that it says here that the, I guess, Warner Media chairman said it just didn't work. Bro. And they wasted $30 million. There's footage of it probably somewhere on somebody's hard drive.
Damn.
So they were trying to make something to it. But that the House of the Dragon is still going to be out there, which I think actually might be kind of cool because that one's going to be about when they were on top, wasn't it?
I just want to say that I'm a big Game of Thrones fan,
mm-hmm.
and people need to stop with the Game of Thrones hate. People act like that last season was the worst thing ever made in creation. Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of crazy because, like, I remember being in it and watching it, and to me, I was just like, oh, okay, it was all right. It wasn't like...
You're talking about the last season or the show in general?
The last season.
Oh, okay.
And the last season, there were cool moments where I was like, whoa, like, whenever, spoiler alert, I don't know these characters' names, but the girl, what's the main character girl? With the dragon?
Daenerys.
She started like shooting fire at the town and stuff, mm-hmm. of the whatever, the kingdom. And I was like, yo, this is wild. She flipping out.
I loved it.
It was dope. But like the what happens at the end with like...
Stop spoiling the show, bro. God damn.
It's just the... When did that come out? That was like that wasn't that long ago. Maybe what, 5 years ago?
Something like that.
But it wasn't horrible. But I understand though. It's like...
It's my favorite show of all time.
Really?
My favorite show of all time.
Wow, that's saying a lot.
It's number one.
Number one? Nothing. What's number two? What's number two?
I don't know. Sports Center.
That's a never ending series. It's always going on. They have a new episode every day.
Season 45 has been great so far.
That's hilarious. All right, and we're back.
Yeah.
So I wanted to... Okay, so Game of Thrones is really your favorite?
Yes.
Of all, favorite
show of all time.
That's wild.
I have a creative corner. Can we jump into that?
Yeah, we can jump into that.
So, this one...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if this is going to be for everybody.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if this will even be a good segment for a podcast. Because it's kind of a visual thing.
Okay.
But I discovered something, and I love it.
Okay, what's that?
I discovered an app.
Okay.
And this app, I've been using this app for hours every day since I discovered it.
Instagram. No, I'm just...
It's called Wombo Dream.
Wombo Dream.
W-O-M-B-O.
Wombo.
I think when you look it up on the app store, it's Dream by Wombo, but everybody calls it Wombo Dream.
Gotcha.
But it's AI, right?
Oh, yeah. By the way, PS, new phone alert.
Oh, yeah. I got the iPhone 13.
Damn,
you know what I'm saying?
Bro. You stunned it on everybody?
I didn't get the three cameras. I didn't want to ball out of control.
I got you.
I just got the two cameras.
Oh, okay. Bet.
You know, balling on the budget.
Moderate balling.
Yeah. But so Wombo Dream, it's this thing that creates art.
Okay.
And it's AI.
Okay.
So basically the way it works is you give it a prompt, right?
Uh-huh.
And you can type in whatever you want to type.
Okay.
You can make it as simple or as complex as you want to make it.
Okay.
So you could type in frog.
Gotcha.
And see a frog.
Okay.
Or you could type in frog riding a tricycle through the halls of my nephew's school.
Gotcha.
Being chased by
dragons. Oh, can really type that in there?
Yes.
Wow. Okay.
But it's, and if you're an artistic person,
mm-hmm.
it's really cool. But even if you're not an artistic person,
it sounds cool.
And I mean, look at some of these I've created. So this is one I just created.
Well, you created that?
Uh-huh. Cruise ship sinking into the strawberry ocean.
What the fuck?
This one is tsunami in the sky. And all of these, it's new every time. So you could literally use the same prompt over and over and just make like amazing things.
That's wild.
And the art just looks incredible.
And this is AI doing it.
Yeah, and it's really quick. Whoa. So we could even try it. Like give me a prompt. Like just think of anything.
Dog flying in the sky.
Dog flying in the sky. So we're gonna say. Okay, so then you type it in, and then you click the prompt. So I click fantasy creative. Art.
Okay.
And usually it's fast. Mm-hmm. I'm not on your Wi-Fi, so it might be a little slow.
So okay, that's.
But usually it'll only take like 5 seconds, and you see it as it's getting created.
What the fuck is this? Yo, I'm tripping over here.
And it works better with like locations and like fruit and food or objects. More so.
I see what it's going for. That's wild.
More so than people.
So are these like already pre-made, or is this you just picking the prompt?
So that was a prompt. It's basically a style. So you're typing in something, and then you're clicking a style, and then it's trying to give you what you typed.
That's crazy.
So this one looks kind of cool. Looks like there's a dog in heaven. He's kind of looking over a little dog down there.
Dog in heaven. But, that's wild.
I fucking love it. I spend way too much time on this thing.
I see why you could spend so much time. That's crazy. And, y'all need to like look at this shit.
Wombo drink. Here, I'm going to show you some of these ones I made. So fighter jets being attacked by flying chocolate chip cookies directed by Steven Spielberg. I love these right here.
Oh, my God. What the fuck?
It's cool, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And you can actually, you're not supposed to make these and sell them for profit, but they have said that you can use these for cover art.
I was just thinking about that.
So for artists, you know.
Wow.
You can do some really cool stuff.
Hold up. I might have to download this shit. So is this like, oh wow.
It's a watermelon dragons above the clouds.
What the fuck?
And so cheesecake clocks, you know what I mean?
What the hell?
Nice cheesecake clocks here.
That's really crazy.
This probably, like I say, isn't good podcast because they're not understanding.
I wish people could see this shit because this shit is like crazy. If you go to, what is it, Wombo Dreams?
Wombo Dream, Rubik's Cube donuts there. I got some donuts made out of Rubik's Cubes.
Wombo Dream.
That one's dope.
Yeah, Dream by Wombo. That's crazy.
But yeah, so even if you're not artistic, you can just kind of be creative, type in things, and it'll make amazing images for you. And then you can use it. I got one as my wallpaper. This one is Appalachian Trail.
Nice.
Yep. So just create some wallpapers, create some cool stuff.
More than anything, if you're an artist and you don't have anybody or can't pay anybody to make cover art, this is like perfect.
Yeah, I mean, and it would be awesome references too.
Yeah.
If you need like a crazy dope reference or just you're kind of stuck, you know, you need a cool landscape, a cool, strange.
Holy shit.
Cool, strange thing. That's great.
That makes me want to put like random words together.
I've been doing it for hours every single day. Let me do Not All Here podcast.
Not All Here podcast. It'd be funny. And then we show up in the picture. I'll be like, how the fuck does it know what we look like? This is like really, it's two guys sitting at a table.
Let's see what
in
it
the
does.
Sky.
Let's see what it does.
Uh-oh. This is creating the Not All Here podcast where you just type the words in.
Yes.
Uh-oh. This is what we look like?
It looks like a dragon in an ocean. Or a dragon.
Yeah, it looks like nightmare fuel. No.
Dang.
That's what we look like?
We look like dragons, bro. You said nightmare fuel, dude.
Oh,
it can do nasty. The stuff on here.
I don't want to see it, bro. Dude, don't show me. Do not show me.
It does crazy. Let me just do one real quick.
Oh,
real
my
quick.
God. I hate, because this is the shit that I hate.
Oh, this will make some shit you hate. God. Don't type in negative words into this thing.
Don't. Oh, my God. Because it makes me think, have you seen those pictures? You don't know what you're looking at. It's kind of, I'd have to show it to you, but I've seen a couple.
I feel like they made those with technology like this.
That would make sense. That shit, man. Oh, boy. Oh, what the fuck is that?
So I typed in gruesome.
Yeah, don't type any bad words in there, bro.
Yeah.
It's only showing you what effect they have on robots or AI or whatever. That's crazy.
But I love it.
I'm surprised I haven't heard more about it.
It just came out like a month ago.
Oh,
it's like brand new. There's some... I forget what it's called, but they didn't even invent it. Mm-hmm. So there's this some database that has tons and tons of images, right? Uh-huh. And part of it basically scraped the internet for like every image.
Wow.
Before January. Okay. So if like there's a phrase that existed before January, mm-hmm. like if it's out there, it's tied into this. Mm. So the AI, when you type in anything, it'll go looking for that image and try to create art with that image.
That's wild. So that's crazy.
So, you know, like even like I've tried to look up myself. It's not really good with stuff like that.
With people and stuff.
But people that are even on like a lower level, mm-hmm. like you're not famous, but mm-hmm. you're semi-known.
Yeah.
It'll kind of, you can see, oh, it was actually trying to create that.
Whoa.
You can see it. Yeah.
That's crazy. So if you're trying to download this, it's W-O-M-B-O?
Yeah, Wombo. W-O-M-B-O.
Wombo Dream.
Wombo Dream.
And it, like the way it pulled up in the app store was Dream by Wombo,
yep,
or whatever. It. But yo, I'm about to make like the next cover I'm making is gonna be from there.
Cause I love it.
Cause it's dope. I see why it's dope, and I'll be like, yeah, it's like the hassle of having to think about shit or whatever.
And you can type in a prompt, right?
Yeah.
And then generate the image, but then do it again and just keep doing it over and over, and it's a brand new image every time.
Wow.
So you do you can do the same thing like 20 times, mm-hmm. and then you might get one that's just like amazing.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Wombo Dream. That's wild. I can't believe we live in this time where shit like this exists.
Shout out to those guys, man.
Can you imagine showing this to a caveman? You'd probably get killed.
I mean.
That's crazy. So yeah, if you're creative, whether you're an artist or you're like a painter or a drawer or whatever, man, it's like just a dope thing. I download it literally right now.
Yeah, even if you're not an art person, mm-hmm. just type it in and play with it.
See, but then when something like that gets into the hands of humans, I'm waiting for it to go really wrong.
How so?
Well, it's kind of like, remember that robot that was like, learn about people through Twitter?
Oh, yeah.
I feel like...
Well, this will show you some nasty stuff. You could type in terrible things.
I can only imagine.
I've done it.
Wow.
I've typed in terrible things.
That's crazy. But check it out. It's on the App Store. I think, I know it's on Apple, but I don't know if it's on the Android.
I think it's on all of them.
Okay. Yeah. It's something cool. I wanted to bring it back to this talk of your favorite series.
What?
You said Game of Thrones is like your favorite series, yes. of all time that you've seen. Because like one of my favorite series of all time when it comes to live action stuff was Breaking Bad. Breaking Bad was really mm-hmm. great series.
It was.
I was trying to see, do you have like a favorite movie of all time?
The Truman Show.
Oh, yeah, because you do talk about that. Truman Show. That was a really great movie.
I don't know what it was about that, but as a kid, it just kind of impacted me.
Mm.
And it set this thing in my brain that mm-hmm. I was like, imagine if that was my life. And right now, someone's actually watching me. And I would do stupid stuff, and I would act like I was performing, you know what I mean,
for
somebody. And that always kind of stuck with me. And I just love that movie, how everything's turned on its head, and it's one of those things where not everything is as it seems. And
I gotcha. That makes sense. That was actually, because that hit at like the right time. It's always interesting when, because like I feel like that kind of like how maybe certain albums hit at the right time for you and they kind of just stick with you.
Yeah.
You know, same thing with movies.
What's your favorite movie?
I think probably the one that always comes back to my head from back in the day was Children of Men. If you ever seen that movie.
Oh yeah, that's a dope movie.
That's an amazing movie. I love that. It changed because I think I watched movies my whole life because of my mom, but Children of Men is such an amazing movie, just how it's shot, just how it looks. I like it's that kind of like, what's the opposite of a utopia?
Dystopian future.
It's a dystopian future, and it's just like, damn, that shit. Because it kind of was like, at times back in the day, you were like, that shit could possibly happen.
Hmm.
You know? But basically the premise, if you've never seen it, it's a really good movie starring Clive Owen. It's about a dystopian future where women are not able to have kids anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like years. And then basically what happens is people are slowly dying of old age. But then like the youngest people, you know who the last youngest person is.
The youngest person in the world.
In the world. And then suddenly this woman, she becomes pregnant. And they're like, oh shit, how did this happen? It's been like 20, 30 years or something. And they're trying to protect this woman who has a baby and it's pregnant and it's about to have the kid. From like political stuff or whatever.
Right.
It's really dope. But yeah, I say that's a good one. I'm trying to think like the recent film that I really liked, not recent, but it was Sicario. That was a good movie.
What's that?
Sicario is the one about, it has Benicio del Toro, the Mexican drug gang cartels and stuff. Where
I don't know anything about it.
Yeah, it's amazing. It's about this woman, Emily Blunt. She's in the FBI and she's going down to Mexico to see what's going on with like the cartels and stuff. Hmm. And then like there's like a lot of like shady shit going on. It's just the way it's shot and the storyline is like really dope. Really like that.
I gotta check that out. I don't know anything about that. I'm not hip to it.
Mm-hmm. It's really good. Stuart Little. No. But yeah. So, cause like TV shows, love Breaking Bad. Game of Thrones was cool. It just didn't do it all the way for me. Nothing wrong with it. It's like dope, but I just, yeah, it was okay. But that's just me.
I love that shit.
That's hilarious.
It just felt epic. It felt like this really well thought out world. And it's just the one thing about that show and other shows have tried to copy it. It felt so real in that no one was safe.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the first season, something happened in the first season. I'm sure everyone knows. I don't want to say it, but okay. Somebody got offed in the first season.
Yeah.
Who you would never think would get killed.
Yeah.
The fucking main character.
Yeah. He feels like the main character.
Yes. And then he, not even on the season finale. And it's like, my God.
It was like early on. It was like really early on.
No, it was the episode before the season finale.
Oh, okay.
And it felt like, my God. Oh,
yeah. Like, and then you're like, where do you go from
what
here?
What the fuck is going to happen on the season finale?
So it's crazy because I actually like that dude as an actor. And like, he seemed like actually a good dude.
Yeah.
Who just got fucked over.
Jon Snow.
Uh-huh.
I love that show.
I remember
everything about that show.
Who was I can't remember his name, but yeah, like when you nobody is safe on that show. Mm-hmm. Like they're like, nope, kill him.
You know another show I fucking loved?
What's that?
Walking Dead.
Man, early on I loved that show.
It was the best shit ever until like season 4 or 5 or 6, and then I just kind of stopped watching it.
I remember reading. You have the graphic novels. Mm-hmm. The I forgot what they're called.
I got all of them.
Yeah,
the compendiums.
Yeah, and like I remember.
I haven't read all of them.
I remember, because I think the graphic novel's still going on, but I remember reading that.
No, it's done.
Oh, it's done?
It's done.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. But I remember reading those, and I was like, yo, this is dope. And then when I started to read them is when they were like, we got a TV show coming out, and I would watch it and be like, yo, this is crazy. Mm. And I remember a lot. It was popular for like a really long time.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it kind of lost me, and I was like, this is boring.
You know something crazy about the author?
What's that?
He wrote that the same time he wrote Incredible.
Invincible?
Invincible.
What?
He wrote those at the exact same time.
Damn.
Every month he was
Robert
dropping.
Kirkman, I think?
Yeah, dropping those at the same time.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep, and now that's a popping series now. I haven't seen that either. I kind of want to read the graphic novel of that, too.
Yeah, I've seen Invincible the first season. And now, you know, I think they're greenlit for like season 2 and 3. Mm. And it's really good. I like it. It's kind of has the same feeling where like you're like, as Game of Thrones, like, all right, who's safe, who's not, in a way. But there was like a TV show that came out on Hulu recently, based off a graphic novel, Why the Last Man. I don't know if you ever
was that. I started reading that. I have some of those as well. Was that written by Robert Kirkman too?
I don't know if it was written by him.
Or that was that written by the Saga guy?
Maybe.
Are you hip to Saga? Mm-mm. My favorite graphic novel of all time.
Oh really?
If you've seen this new Taco Bell commercial. Have you seen it where the girl, she has these horns and then there's a guy that has the horns too and they're looking at each other and they're dressed up as this character and then they're like, oh my God. And then the girl, she hits her shield and then she turns.
Yeah.
So those are the characters from Saga. That's the one of the main characters from Saga.
What? In a Taco Bell commercial?
Yes.
What
just,
the hell?
Just random as hell.
What the hell?
Yep.
But yeah, there's a lot of like dope graphic novels.
Brian K. Vaughan. He also wrote Why the Last Man.
Huh. That's like, I need to watch a TV show. I don't know if it's any good. I haven't really heard anybody talk about it. So, but
yeah, he wrote both of those.
Damn.
Yeah.
But that's like a dope premise too of all the men dying on Earth except for one dude. Mm. And then later on you find out like there's actually space.
Whoa.
No, that's a spoiler.
Don't spoil it for me, bro. God.
That's not like a spoiler. It's barely like a quarter in.
Bro. So,
there's a rat and his name is Stuart. No.
Oh, okay. He's real little.
He's real little. He's got a plane. He got hose.
And then they kill him.
Let's kill him. No, that's crazy because, yeah, but speaking about TV shows, now we're like at the end of the year. We're in December now. Mm. You know, it's Christmas time. It's, you know, it's that good old Saint Nick or whatever you believe in. But we're at the tail end of like movies coming out. Mm-hmm. and there's some like big movies coming out. And I was going to ask you, are you looking forward to any movies that are about to drop? So you got like Matrix 4, mm-hmm. Spider-Man, mm-hmm. No Way Home, mm-hmm. that like that shit. People are going crazy for that. There's like three more that I'm forgetting. There's like some other ones.
I want to see Spider-Man. I liked the first Tom Holland one. Mm-hmm. I didn't see the second one, the one where they went to England. I need to see that one.
Oh, that was a good one.
That was good?
Yeah, I liked it. Mysterio.
So I need to go back and watch that one. And I probably won't go to theaters. But I'll watch it when it comes out.
You've seen Dune, right?
Yes, I love Dune.
Dune was cool.
I thought Dune was awesome.
It's. I told you how I thought.
You were like, what was wrong with that ending?
Yeah, I was because me and my girl went to go see Dune in the theater, and we got there maybe like 5 minutes late, like once the movie started, and we were watching it, and then I was just like, man, it's moving really slow. I wonder what's going on, and like at the end, like of the movie, people don't know it's a two-parter. Mm. I didn't know this going into it, so I'm like, why is this music getting louder and louder? Like it's about to end. What's going on? And then it stopped, and I was like, that's it. That's where they end it. And then I was like, oh, they're actually doing another one. I was really confused. I was like, they're only this far. How many hours have we been here?
Right.
They're only this far. It's a 6-hour movie. But Dune was cool. But yeah, I want to see, I kind of do want to see Matrix 4 to see what's up with that. Supposedly it's like real different. That's what like they were saying. Keanu Reeves was saying it's like real different from the other ones.
Oh, really?
Yep. And so I'm ready for that. There's also, they were talking about the Witcher series is coming out, season 2.
Bro.
Boring.
What'd you think of the Witcher?
I've never seen it.
Man, that shit was terrible. Why do people like that? I thought it would, bro. It looks dope as fuck.
Uh-huh.
The trailer, I was like, oh my God, I have something to replace my Game of Thrones now.
Oh, okay.
It looked dope as fuck. I tried watching it. That shit
was boring?
Terrible. Was I don't know.
It just didn't click with you?
It's just, it felt like Twilight. It felt like if Superman was the main character in Twilight, but they tried to make elves and fantasy realm.
That's what it felt like. Gotcha. I could see that.
I don't know. It was,
It just wasn't with you. Did you even finish it?
Yeah.
Oh, can you finish it? It just wasn't. No, I've never seen it.
I'd like you to watch it to know your opinion of it.
Yeah. I played
it's like it got worse as it progressed. Went on. Maybe the first episode, I was okay.
And it just never picked up after that. Oh, damn, bro. I might have to watch it. I never got a chance to. I wanted to, but then I was like, other shows had my attention. And then after a while, I was like, no, I'm good on that. And so I need to go back, but there's like a lot of shit I need to watch.
I started rewatching Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Did I already tell you this?
No.
Yeah. Classic.
Is that on Netflix?
Yep.
Wow. Yep. I wonder how many episodes do they have? They have
like, I don't know, it was like 9 seasons or something like that.
Damn, that motherfucker was going for a minute.
Classic.
All right, and it's time. It's that time.
Where we tell stories from the past.
We tell embarrassing stories from the past, somewhat.
Funny stories.
It's a not out here moment.
Are you going first or am I going first?
I'm going to let you go first.
I'm going to go first? Okay.
Yeah.
This isn't my moment.
Okay.
This is a moment from a teacher I had. Uh-oh. He's actually passed away now. Shout out to Mr. Pace.
Mm.
Jerry Pace, amazing man. Much love to Mr. Pace. He really cared a lot about his students. And he's part of the reason why I went to Clemson. He was a really big Clemson guy. And he helped get me into Clemson and took me on a tour to Clemson and all that stuff. But he told us a story. He was known for all these amazing stories. Mm-hmm. And I won't tell this very well at all. But it was like one of the most hilarious stories he ever told. So he was driving and he hit a deer. The story doesn't start off hilarious. It sounds very terrible.
Okay.
So he hit a deer, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Messed up his truck a little bit or his, I think he was driving a van.
Okay.
I don't know what he was driving. But anyway, so people in the country, what they do is certain people, they wouldn't want to waste the meat.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They would want to take it to a deer processing facility.
Uh-huh.
So then they create meat and then they don't create meat. They chop it up
and get it so you can eat it.
Get it processed.
Yeah.
So he put the deer in the back of his van. Mm-hmm. So he's driving down the road and he hears something. And then he looks in the rearview mirror and he sees a deer head.
Oh my God. Poke up.
It is looking at him.
Yo, what the fuck?
And then he says from that moment, the deer just starts freaking out.
Oh,
the deer's just jumping and crashing all around inside of his vehicle. And he's trying to pull over. And eventually he gets pulled over and lets the deer out, and the deer goes on its way.
Wow. Holy shit.
He thought the deer was dead.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ. I can't imagine being in that. And then next time the motherfucker get up. Holy.
So the deer not only damaged the front of his vehicle, but then the inside the vehicle.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Holy shit.
Shout out to Mr. Pace, man.
That's crazy to think, you know, you're like, well, at least, you know, I'm going to make good use of the deer and eat it. And the motherfucker said, not today. Got up and just started wrecking havoc in the car.
Yep.
That's wild. So my not all here moment. Uh-oh. Did I forget my not all here moment? Oh, no. I remember. Because I was trying to think of something wintry or when it's snowing, even though it's not snowing here right now. But by the way, did you hear that Hawaii's about to get snow?
What?
Did you hear that?
Right now?
Not right now, but like I think in the coming week.
I gotta Google that.
Yeah, it's like they're about to be hit with like a storm. Where
has it ever snowed in Hawaii before? I guess.
I think it does, but they're usually like the last ones to get it over everybody else. What? So anyway, because I was thinking about snow. So I remember as a kid, but even to this day, you know, I loved playing video games and like, I mean, I play games still to this day when I have time, when I'm not making music or doing whatever else I do, podcasting, whatever. So back in the day in Arkansas, if one thing that people don't realize in the South most of the time is if you live in a state that's not really used to the snow, most of the time the roads are going to be really bad.
Yeah.
Because they don't like, you know, places like Chicago or like New York and stuff, they're kind of well equipped to handle the snow to make sure, you know, the roads are clear and everything or whatever. So I remember one time I was a kid and like this was around the time I had a Game Boy Color.
Mm-hmm.
Game Boy Color. I remember it was purple. It was like really dope. I had a racing game on there. And like my mom and a friend of hers, they were like, we need to go pick up a friend from work to make sure they get home safe. Right. And so my mom's like, well, we can't leave you at the house by yourself, so you got to come with us.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in like a four-door little sedan, like a, you know, small, not super small car, but just a regular four-door car. So we get on the highway and it's really bad. Everybody's going like 5 miles an hour, 10 miles an hour. So on the way to pick up the friend, I'm just all in my game, like racing, and I'm not paying attention to what's going on in the front or how the driving's going because I'm not doing the driving. I'm in the back. And like, I can hear them talking about something, talking about being careful. That's all I can hear.
Mm.
And like we're passing people and like every now and then my mom be like, oh, wow, look at that person. They're on the side of the road or like they fell out of the whatever. They're in a ditch. They're stuck there for however long. All of a sudden, my mom's friend was driving the car and like they're going like this and they make a slight shift to the right and automatically that sends the car spinning.
Oh, shit.
And it's spinning and it's going like literally just doing spins, like not super fast but like fast enough to be like, oh shit, this motherfucker's spinning. And then all of a sudden like it's spinning. Luckily there are no other cars around us, or they're like so far away from us we're not close to each other. And next thing you know, luckily, like instead of going into a ditch, we hit this side bank of a pile of snow and we're okay and we can get out. But the whole time that I was in that car, I didn't notice that was going on because I was so into my game.
So you didn't feel the spin?
I felt the spin, but it didn't feel important enough to look.
Bro.
And I was like, I remember even going like this to like counteract the spinning or whatever, just to be focused. And then I just remember I hear my mom's friend look at me and go, oh, he's fine. He was just paying attention to his game. He didn't know what happened.
Dang. So they didn't say anything?
No, they didn't yell or anything. They were just like, they were kind of like, okay, this is what's happening. You just kind of let it have to, have to let it happen and then adjust accordingly or whatever. And I think we had got stuck for like maybe like 10 minutes because like a tire was like, it just wouldn't get traction. But then we got out and we were able to go get the friend or whatever. Bro. I was so gone. I've had like, I think one or two moments like that as a kid because I was like, I didn't feel in danger. Like, I was like, no, I'm fine. We're just spinning slowly. We're doing like figure skating with the car. We're just, I remember though, another time when I was older and it was snowy and I had like this old Ford Taurus, like a 97 Ford Taurus. And I remember I used to work at, I told you, at this radio station I used to work at. And I would work there from midnight till 4 a.m. So one night I went to the station and it snowed a lot while I was at the station. And like the highways were a mess. And I remember just like driving, man, what felt like what took hours just to get home. And I had like a 30-minute drive that turned into like 2 hours. And I was just like, and every now and then, you know, if you don't have good tires, your car's like doing that shit. And I remember being like, I need to get the fuck in the house right now.
Yeah.
That shit is no joke. But anyway, that's episode 47 of the Not All Here podcast.
That's it, man.
That's it. You know, thanks for everybody who's still listening and checking out the other episodes or watching on YouTube. If you would, if you are watching on YouTube, subscribe to the channel.
Click it.
Click it. Subscribe. Make sure to follow Afternoon Programming. Or I said Afternoon Programming.
You can do that too.
Should follow Afternoon Programming on Instagram. But follow Not All Here Podcast on Instagram. Also, follow Cool Ass People on Instagram as well as our personal pages. Mine is It's Easy L. Betty?
JRB, the producer, on your favorite platform. But first, follow your dreams.
Follow your dreams and don't look crazy. Don't look up crazy shit on that app.
See where they may take you.
No. But other than that, man, we catch you on the next episode. Woo. Peace.